For almost 5 years now, Barry Hoffner has been working to win government approval for a new American Viticultural Area, or AVA, in northeastern Sonoma County. The owner of Silverwood Ranch, Hoffner is part of a group of vintners seeking a separate designation for their high-altitude vineyards on Pine Mountain above Cloverdale.
We're a group of 13 growers in an area called Pine Mountain, which is in the eastern hills of Cloverdale that has a long history of viticulture. This AVA spans two different counties. It's southern Mendocino County and northern Sonoma County. Those on the Sonoma side are already within Alexander Valley. Those on the Mendocino side are in a much, much larger and less known AVA.
The proposed viticultural area is small, just 5,000 acres, with only about 250 of them currently in cultivation, mostly Cabernet and Merlot. In addition to showing that the area has been actively cultivating grapes for decades, Hoffner says they believe the district merits its own designation because of its unique topography.
We have the highest elevation vineyards in Sonoma County. All the vineyards are above the fog line, which sits at 1,500 feet, and go up to as high as 2,600 feet. The vineyards themselves are very small in size, unlike the vineyards in the valley floor. The vineyards all have a southwestern orientation and grow in red rock soil. Because of the elevation, the climate is really distinct from down in the valley floor. We get a lot more rain. We get a lot more wind during the growing season, which is actually good. And all that makes for very small size and very intense and flavorful berries. We have to obviously get a premium price on our grapes because our yields are a lot lower than the yields you find in vineyards down on the valley floor.
The process of applying for the new AVA was complicated over the past year by a dispute over what the name should be. Hoffner says that issue should now be resolved.
Because Pine Mountain is a relatively well-known name in the United States generally, we were advised by our consultant to add a modifier to Pine Mountain to have it approved. And the original modifier we used was Miacmas, and that created a bit of a stir in Napa Valley and other areas. They were concerned that the consumer would be confused with our vineyards as part of the Miacmas range and their vineyards, which are also in the Miacmas range. And so we met with our congressman with Napa Valley and a few other people, and we decided to change the modifier name from Miacmas to Cloverdale Peak.
Not surprisingly, folks in Cloverdale like the change. The finish line for the protracted process is now nearly in sight, Hoffner says. The public comment period for the new AVA application is set to close a week from today. If, after that, the new regional designation is approved, it will be up to consumers to determine if all the effort to create it was justified.
The end goal for us is to convince some wineries that our grapes are special enough that they will be willing to slap a Pine Mountain Cloverdale Peak label on it. We already have indication from a few wineries that they're willing to do so. And if wineries are willing to do that, the consumer will judge if they feel the quality of our wines are distinct enough to have the AVA become a success.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.